You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's going on, everybody? It is your boy Dylan Matthews live in the Kia Studios giving you the hometown take. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at _DylanMatthews on all social media platforms as well. Good Tuesday morning to you. Hope you all are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers out there working around the clock, making sure that people get the good medicine, treatment, and care that they need. Shout out to all my early morning, late night dentists, dental workers, dental assistants out there, making sure the people keep their pearly whites nice, clean, and shiny this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night food industry workers serving up the good nourishment for all my early risers this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night vending machine technicians out there, making sure the people can get their snack on early this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night bus drivers out there riding around and getting it, making sure that people get from home to work and the kiddos get from home to school in a safe and timely fashion. Shout out to all my early morning, late night local 728 transportation drivers in the film industry. Shout out to all my early morning, late night local 613 IBEW workers out there grinding this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospitality workers, hotel workers out there, making sure that people are having a great stay wherever that may be. Shout out to all my early morning, late night local funeral home workers grinding this morning. And, of course, all my front and rear load truck drivers and all my people listening in the bed right now as well. Hope you all are doing well here on a Tuesday. We got a lot to get into this morning. And we got to start off with a team that's streaking in a good way. We obviously know the Falcons, they're on a 3-game losing streak. They're going to try and hopefully snap this weekend. My goodness, that was a heck of a throw by Bo Nix. I'm seeing that again. Sorry. I'm seeing the highlights on ESPN on Monday Night Football, which that'll be a game we talk about as well. But I just saw that 93-yard touchdown from Bo Nix to Mims again, and my goodness, that was a laser, and it was an accurate laser too. But anywho, let's get back to the hardwood real quick before we get to football. The Atlanta Hawks, how about 4 in a row for the Hawks as they get the 124-112 win over the New Orleans Pelicans. DeJounte Murray back in the ATL. They're like the Hawks kind of tribute and thank you to DeJounte. Definitely a little bit awkward, but it's all good. The Hawks took care of business and did what they were supposed to do against a just talk about decimated New Orleans Pelicans team. That Pelicans team had next to nobody playing on it last night. They had DeJounte Murray and CJ McCollum, and that's about it. And this was, yes, like I said, DeJounte Murray's first time being back in Atlanta since he was traded to the Pelicans from the Hawks this offseason, which, again, is looking like a trade that the Hawks won, getting, obviously, Dyson Daniels mainly out of that. But Larry Nance Jr. has had good moments thus far for the Hawks, but Dyson Daniels obviously has been the biggest bright spot for the Hawks this season. Really, truly a game changer for the Hawks all season long. Speaking of Dyson, he finished the game 19 points, 6 rebounds, 8 of 16 from the field, 1 of 5 from 3, had 2 assists as well. And I already know you want to know how many steals and blocks he had. 4 steals, 4 them things, 4 swipes for Dyson Daniels, a block as well, plus 18 on the court if you're into that sort of thing. Trae Young, not the greatest shooting night again. He hit some big shots, hit a big 3 in the third quarter. That put the Hawks up 7. Then DeAndre Hunter hit a big 3 right after that on the next possession to put the Hawks up 10, which gave them their biggest lead of the game. The 7-point lead that Trae Young's 3 gave them right before that was also their biggest lead of the game, so it was helping them build that lead up against the Pelicans. But Trae Young, 12 points, 15 assists, though, for Trae Young. And I'm going to let you hear from Quinn Snyder in a little bit, because there is something different to, I think, Trae Young and this Hawks team that we haven't been able to say about Trae Young and the Hawks for a few years now. But we're going to get to that here in just a minute. But Trae Young, like I said, 12 points, 15 assists, 8 rebounds as well for Trae Young. Flirted with the triple-double there. 9 points, 17 rebounds for Clint Capella. Oh, Trae Young, like I said, not the greatest shooting night. 2 of 9 from 3, 5 of 16 from the field. Clint Capella, 9 points, 17 rebounds. Jalen Johnson, 19 points, 5 assists, 7 rebounds. Jalen Johnson, I mean, that dude's athleticism cannot be talked about enough. He is so freaking athletic. Did y'all see the alley-oop he caught from Trae Young? His head, if he didn't duck, his head was hitting the backboard. And not just barely grazing the backboard. Like, it wouldn't have hit that little piece of rubber that's underneath the backboard. No, 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 no. It wouldn't have hit that. He would have hit the glass. He would have hit the actual glass that the backboard is made of. That's how high he got up to catch that alley-oop pass from Trae Young. And then the poster he put on, I forgot who he dunked on, but him switching hands mid-air and still making the dunk. I mean, that dude, again, if he continues to get better like this, Jalen Johnson is going to be one of the premier players in the NBA. He's already getting close to that. I don't know if we can call him that right now, but he is definitely one of the best young players in the NBA. He's on his way to being just one of the best players in the NBA, period. He ain't there yet, but he's on his way. That's how good he is, and that's how good he's been over these past couple of years. But Jalen Johnson, 19 points. He had a pretty efficient night. 1 of 4 from 3, 9 of 14 from the field. Like I said, 5 assists, 7 rebounds for JJ. Zachary Risache, the rookie. Solid night again for the Rook. 13 points, an assist, a rebound. 1 of 5 from 3, 5 of 11 from the field. Onyeka Okongwu, 12 points, 4 of 5 from the field. Kobe Bufkin had a solid 10 points in 12 minutes, 4 of 4 from the field. Had 2 rebounds and an assist as well. Bogey, still trying to come back from that injury, still trying to get his legs all the way up under him. So Bogey still trying to work his way into things. But again, it's good that you don't need a guy like Bogey to be that top scorer off the bench for you every night. I think that's a good thing. So I'm glad Bogey's not having to do too much right now. Let Bogey rest. We could use him, hopefully, if we can get into the play-in / playoffs. We can use him then. We don't need Bogey to do too much right now. And I saved this guy for last for a reason. I didn't bring up his numbers, even though he was the team's leading scorer last night. I saved him for last for a reason. DeAndre Hunter on his 27th birthday, by the way. 22 points, for Dre. 4-7 from the field, 8-14. 8-14 from the field, 4-7 from three, excuse me. 2 rebounds for DeAndre Hunter. Leading score off the bench. Led all scores coming off the bench. I'm telling you, if DeAndre Hunter, which I think he is bought into his role in, excuse me, I think he is bought into his role in coming off the bench, that is going to be the best thing for him and the Atlanta Hawks. Somehow he just, I think he thrives in that role because one, he can look to get his shot off more. It's not like he's taking shots away from Trey. Well, he is in there with Trey sometimes, let me be clear, but he's not necessarily always taking shots away from Trey. He can just be more aggressive coming off the bench. That's my overall point. He can be more aggressive. He can look for his shot more, and he just doesn't have to worry about being that productive as a starter. And he doesn't have to worry about, you know, having that mantra as, oh, he's a starter, but he's only doing this. So I think there's pressure taken off of DeAndre Hunter, and he can be more aggressive coming off the bench. I think those are the two things that are helping him thrive in this bench role. So I think it's been working for him, and I think it can continue to work for him. Again, if he continues to buy into this role and continues to come off the bench. And I love it too, because it really helps in two ways. One way, like I just said, he can be more aggressive and he can not have that added pressure on him of being a starter and needing to produce as a starter and things of that nature. But also, it allows Zachary Sachet to get valuable minutes with Trae Young and the starters. And Zachary Sachet, he doesn't have pressure on him because he's in with the starters. He's in with Trae Young. He's in with Dyson Daniels. He's in with Jalen Johnson. He doesn't have to feel the need to score. He doesn't have that pressure of scoring where maybe if he was coming off the bench, they would look to him a little bit more to be that scorer. But he doesn't. With Trae, with Dyson, with Jalen, he doesn't have to be that guy they look to score. If he does, great. If he's got an open shot, great. And that does open things up for him because people are more focused on Trae Young. People are more focused on Jalen Johnson. People are now more focused on Dyson Daniels as well. So it's opening things up for Jalen or for Zachary Sachet as well. But it's not imperative that he scores because you got Trae out there, you got Jalen out there, you got Dyson out there. You have other options out there. He's not even your number. He may be your number three option or a 3B next to Dyson Daniels, but he's not your number one or number two scoring option, Zachary Sachet. So DeAndre Hunter coming off the bench is not only taking pressure off himself, it's taking pressure off of Zachary Sachet, and it's also allowing, like I said, DeAndre Hunter to be more aggressive. So that is why it works so well, DeAndre Hunter coming off the bench. And if he continues to produce at the level he did last night, now again, the consistency obviously still needs to be there. He still needs to have those consistent performances off the bench. But if he can get that going, and it doesn't even have to be 22 a night. If he can get me anywhere from 15 to 25 a night off the bench, that's great. I will take that every single day of the week and twice on Sundays. So hopefully DeAndre Hunter can continue to put out those numbers and that type of output and that type of production off the bench, because that will be huge for the Hawks. And especially when Bogey gets going, you have Dre, you got Bogey, Kobe will be out there, Onyeka. I mean, that'll be a pretty good bench unit when you start talking about that. Hawks overall shot 51% from the field, really got going shooting-wise in the second half. Didn't shoot great from the three, only 26%, but they found a way to get the job done against a very, very depleted New Orleans Pelicans team. They did not have Brandon Ingram. They did not have Zion Williamson. They did not have Jose Alvarado. And again, just really CJ McCollum, DeJounte Murray, and Trey Murphy III. Those are the only two guys. CJ McCollum had the team high for the Pelicans, 29 points, 12 of 26 from the field, 3 of 11 from 3. DeJounte had 7 points, 10 assists, 5 rebounds. They had Yevis Messi with 23 points and 12 rebounds. Trey Murphy III had 14. And Javonte Green had 10 points as well. And then you also had Brandon Boston Jr. with 19 points off the bench. All right, real quick before we catch a break, I do want to let you hear from Hawks head coach Quinn Snyder because, again, I said something was different a few minutes ago. I said something was different about this Hawks team that you couldn't necessarily say about the Hawks a few years ago, I don't think. And to me, that is the defensive effort that all these guys are showing right now. I feel like everybody on the Hawks playing that plays defense, I feel like we have definitely a lot more defensive-minded guys, excuse me, on the Hawks right now than we have the last few years. And I think DeJounte was even not as defensive-minded because he had to be more of a scorer. I think that maybe took away from his defense and him wanting to play defense and him maybe his defensive effort. And part of that was because, you know, he was having to exude maybe a little bit more energy on the offensive end. Because remember, if you go back all the way to when DeJounte was in San Antonio, he wasn't really the guy like that. He was only like the guy for kind of 1 year in San Antonio, excuse me. He was only the guy for like 1 year kind of. He was mainly just that defensive guy, though. He was like the Dyson Daniels when he was back on when he was on the Spurs. He was their Dyson Daniels. Really just a focus on defense, and whatever they got out of him offensively was a bonus. I think that changed a little bit, obviously, when he came to Atlanta because he was the number two guy. I mean, he was Robin the Trey's Batman. So I think that maybe took away a little bit from what he wanted to do defensively. And then he still had moments where he was obviously solid defensively, but he wasn't the defender that he was in San Antonio, right? So I think DeJounte, us not getting the best defensive version of DeJounte definitely was a thing, but I think that hasn't happened with Dyson. I think Jalen has turned into and has been a pretty good defender as well. And then you talk about the other guys on this team. I think what they've been seeing out of Dyson has rolled over. Obviously, Clint Capella, still a solid rim protector. Zachary Sache, I think him seeing what Dyson is doing and him being just a solid defender coming in, I think that's helped as well. He's been good defensively. So you have guys, DeAndre Hunter, obviously playing great defense right now too. You have guys who all really care about defense and are taking the defensive end seriously. And I don't think we've had that for a while here in Atlanta. And Quinn Snyder talked about that yesterday. He talked about having five guys that are focused defensively. Because, again, that's where it starts. I know it's great to see offense and all that stuff, but at the end of the day, to me, defense still wins championships. I know the Celtics, you know, they run a gun and they knock down a lot of threes, but they play well defensively too. If we talk about the Celtics and what they can do on defense, they switch everything on defense. They have five versatile defenders. And I'm not saying we got that, but we do have five guys who are at least, like Quinn Snyder said, are focused defensively and taking the defensive end seriously. And I don't know if that we've had that for a few years now. So here we go. Let's hear from Quinn Snyder talking about having five guys that are focused defensively.
There's times when we have three guys focused or four guys focused and we're getting, you know, five guys connected, you know, so we've seen more multiple effort plays.
There you go. It matters. The defensive end still matters. Offense is great. You need it, but defense still wins your championships, still wins your games too. So we love to see it. We love to see the Hawks on a win streak as well. Four wins in a row for the Hawks. We absolutely love to see it. They will be in action again going for five in a row. Let me pull that up here. Should have had that already. Against the Milwaukee Bucks tomorrow, 8 p.m. They'll be in Milwaukee taking on Giannis and company. So we'll see if they can make it five in a row against the Bucks team that has been playing very, very well after a slow, slow start. They're now 10-9. Hawks, by the way, back to 500, 11-11. So we'll see if they can get it done against the Bucks. But when we come back here on the Hometown Take about 5 minutes from now, Let's talk about, we were talking about the Hawks defense just a second ago. Let's talk about the Falcons defense. They had a great showing. Kirk Cousins did it, but the Falcons defense had a great showing on Sunday. Can we get more of that? Was that a sign of things to come for the Falcons defense, or was that just a product of them being refreshed after the bye week? We'll talk about it next here on the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Tuesday morning on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game in the Odyssey app.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Tuesday morning. I hope you all are doing well. Appreciate everybody that's tuned in right now. Appreciate all my people that are already at work or on their way to work that are tuned in. Appreciate all my people that are already at the gym or already on their way to the gym right now. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at underscore Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. Make sure you download that free Odyssey app so you can listen to this show wherever you are at any point in time in the day as well, just in case you're up early today for whatever reason. If you're not usually an early riser, that's okay because you can download that free Odyssey app on your smartphone or any of your other smart devices, and you can go back and listen to my show at 5 p.m. or 6 p.m., 8 p.m. You can listen to it at 9 a.m. if you're up a little bit later. You can listen to any of the great shows here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game at any point in time with that free Odyssey app. You can go back and listen to full shows in their entirety. You can go back and listen to interviews. You can go back and listen to your favorite segments. You can do it all on the free Odyssey app. So make sure you download that on your smartphone or any of your smart devices today. Okay, let's go ahead and talk about the Atlanta Falcons, shall we? Because they're going to be looking to bounce back, and they're going to need to bounce back in a big way against the Minnesota Vikings in Minnesota on Sunday. It will be Kirk Cousins' return to Minnesota for the first time since signing with the Atlanta Falcons in the offseason. But I don't want to talk about that. I don't really want to talk about Kirk Cousins. We talked about him plenty yesterday. We know he's got to play better. Hopefully he will play better if he keeps continuing to play like that. We might see Michael Penix, and the Falcons won't be going anywhere with that type of quarterback play. We just know that, okay? So we don't need to talk about Kirk Cousins anymore. He's got to play better. We get that, okay? We're moving on. What I do think is interesting, though, and what I do want to have a conversation with you about, though, is the Falcons' defense. Do you think the Falcons' defense can have another performance and can have more, not even just one more performance? Can they continue to have performances, plural? Can they continue to have performances like they did on Sunday? Remember, they played outstanding. The whole team, really, besides Kirk Cousins, played outstanding and played really good football. Zach Robinson had some questionable play calls, but for the most part, everybody that was playing on the field played well, besides, unfortunately, Big Kirko. So can this Falcons defense do what they did on Sunday? Can they do that again? Can they do that against the Vikings? I feel pretty confident that they hopefully should be able to do that against the Raiders, the Giants, the Panthers. They've been playing better, so you can't count out the Panthers. But can they continue to put performances together like this against teams like the Vikings, the Commanders, the Raiders, the Giants? Can they continue to put these performances, can they continue to have performances like they had on Sunday throughout the rest of the season? I feel good about them having more performances like this. And I think what we saw on Sunday could be a sign of things to come for a couple of reasons. Number one, I did like what I see. I did like what I saw. Let's use the correct grammar here, Dylan. I liked what I saw on Sunday as far as there were. Now, Jimmy Lake, the Falcons defensive coordinator, still having the corners play off, and we know we don't like that soft coverage all the time. But there were times where I did see, on like third and fives or short yardage situations, where the corners were hugging up. So I did like that, and the Falcons had success when that happened. Now, there were also times where we saw this Falcons pass rush get after it. Obviously, they had the 5 sacks on Sunday against the Chargers. Can we get more of that? Really, to me, that's the key. Because if you can get pressure, then you can – that soft coverage can work, but you have to get pressure in order for that type of defensive style to work. And guess what? They got pressure, and so it worked. So if they can continue to get that, and – what did we see? We saw Caden Ellis on some blitzes. Arnold Ebikadie had a great game. Matthew Judon was even solid. Grady Jarrett probably played his best game of the year. David Onyemata played his best game of the year. So my only concern is, and I talked about it before going to break, my only concern is, was that more so a product of the Falcons' defense being re-energized coming off of the bye week? Or was that a product of them doing things differently and getting better results? Or was it a product of Grady Jarrett, David Onyemata, Arnold Ebikadie, Matthew Judon, and the entire Falcons pass rush? Was that a product of them just playing better? And can we continue to get them playing better through these last 5 games of the season? That's the question for me. Did they play better because they were maybe a little bit more energized because they were a little more revitalized coming off the bye week. These are all questions I have in my head. So that is the one thing that I am wondering about because, look, at the end of the day, I do think Kirk Cousins will play better. I don't think he'll have another 4-interception game. I'm not saying he's not going to throw another interception again, but I don't think he's going to have another game where he struggles like that, like he did on Sunday. But can we get more games like we had on Sunday from the defense where, again, the back end play well, you got pass rush to help out the back end, and, again, guys like Grady Jarrett and David Onyemata played their best games of the year, and so, look, something else we got to remember, too, is Grady Jarrett, David Onyemata, Arnold Ebikadi, these guys have played a lot of snaps. These guys have played a lot of football. They haven't missed a lot of snaps. Caden Ellis, you can throw him in there, too. They have not missed a lot of time. So they were probably pretty worn down when it comes to this bye week. Or when it comes to when they were pretty worn down going into the bye week is what I'm saying. And so that bye week hopefully got their battery back to 100. And I'm not saying their battery is going to be at 100 the rest of the season, but is that bye week going to give them enough juice to where you hope it can carry them into the last part of the season to where they have more performances like we saw on Sunday? To where they're not, and I'm not going to say they're going to go the rest of the season and not allow a defensive touchdown because that's just not realistic, but to where they can hold opponents to 20 to 23 points a game, to where they can do more bending and not breaking, because that's what it was at the beginning of the year too. They were very much bend but not break, but then towards the last few games before the bye week, they were doing a lot of breaking. But then Sunday, we saw a lot more bending but not breaking. And we didn't even see that much bending either on Sunday, too. They did a good job getting some 3-and-outs, some 4-and-outs, 5-and-outs. They did a great job getting stops. So I really wonder if we can get more performances from the Falcons defense like we saw on Sunday. Because if we can, I think the offense will be better. I think Kirk Cousins will be better. And I think we can definitely take down the Vikings, the Commanders, for sure the Giants, the Raiders, the Panthers. I'm not saying we're going to go 5-0 down the stretch, but if our defense can play like they played on Sunday or continue to play similarly and put together similar performances like they put together Sunday, I think the offense and Kirk Cousins will be better. And I think we will be able to go 4-2 like we wanted to down the stretch. So we'll see. All right. When we come back here about 5 minutes from now on the Hometown Take, we'll stick to the gridiron. We'll stick to the pigskin, and we'll continue to talk some more football. We'll recap Monday Night Football and talk about some other NFL headlines on the other side. Here on the Hometown Take, live in the Kids Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Tuesday morning on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Tuesday morning. I hope you all are doing well. Thank you to all my people already at work or on their way to work that are tuned in right now. I appreciate you. Thank you to all my people that are at the gym or on their way to the gym right now. Thank you. I appreciate you. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Make sure you follow myself at underscore Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. Download that free Odyssey app on your smartphone and your smart devices. Appreciate all my people listening in the bed right now, too, because I know you're out there as well. Big weekend in college football. Do want to mention that real quickly. Obviously, Georgia and Texas SEC championship game this weekend. It's championship weekend all throughout college football. Going to get the latest college football playoff rankings tonight. We'll see where Georgia ends up. They're number 5 right now in the AP poll. I think they'll be somewhere around that in the college football playoff rankings as well. That'll be interesting to see. But we had a very fun Monday night football game last night as well. The Broncos. How about the Broncos improving to 8-5? Right now sitting in that 7th and final AFC spot, playoff spot. Have according to the NFL, a 76% chance to make the playoffs right about now. The Broncos with Sean Payton and rookie quarterback Bo Nix getting some things done, and they beat the Cleveland Browns last night in Mile High, 41-32. Jameis Winston. We got peak Jameis Winston last night, along with the great pregame speeches and all those other things. We got what we are used to seeing kind of Jameis Winston do on the field. He has flashes of greatness and flashes of, Jameis, that's kind of why you're a backup quarterback. 34-58, 497 yards, 4 touchdowns, 3 interceptions, 2 of them pick sixes. He had an 88.1 passer rating. He did take blame for the team's loss last night. He said it was my fault, and I mean, it's not solely on him, not solely on Jameis, but you take away those two pick sixes, and, you know, it would have been different. The Broncos only won by 9. He gave up 13 points by himself. You can do the math there. So, again, not going to say it's solely on Jameis, but he definitely had to do with a lot with that loss for throwing 2 pick sixes. And I will say this, I'm happy the Broncos did what they did yesterday because I did have the Broncos defense starting in a couple of my fantasy leagues. Now, I'm not sure, because they did give up 32 points, I'm not sure if they got me enough points that I needed to come back in this other league. I'm actually going to check it right now for you on there just because I'm curious. But they did help me secure my win in another league. I didn't get enough points in the last league. Dang it, but it's all good. It'd be like that. Let me see how many points they did give me as far as fantasy-wise, just in case you're wondering. Now, this is an inflated league. They gave me 25 points where the scoring is kind of wonky and inflated. But anywho, Broncos defense did what they had to do. 2 pick sixes, another interception of Jameis as well. And, again, this Broncos team could be dangerous. Got a solid running game. Again, we know what Bo Nix can do. He threw an absolute laser of a 90. That ended up being a 93-yard touchdown to Denzel Mims. Bo Nix has shown that, you know, all that college football he played is paying off in the NFL. And Sean Payton, obviously, even though we do not like him at all here in the ATL for various reasons, we cannot deny that he is a really good play caller, a bit of a quarterback whisperer, and he's got Bo Nix and the Denver Broncos playing well right now, again, 8-5 in a solid position to make the postseason. So it'll be interesting to see where the Broncos end up, if they will finish this season off strong, make the postseason, and we'll see what they might be able to do in the playoffs. Because, again, they got some good pieces, got a solid running game. Bo Nix can do some things with his legs. Obviously showed off his big arm last night. So they got a good – one of the best defenses in the league. So, man, it'll be interesting to see. The Broncos will be one of those teams that you don't necessarily want to match up with – excuse me – if you are one of the higher seeds in the AFC. But as far as other news going on in the NFL, we didn't get to talk about the Christian McCaffrey injury yesterday because we were talking about the Falcons a lot. Christian McCaffrey obviously done for the year after that calf injury. And, man, if you saw the replay, you kind of saw that calf do things you don't want to see any muscle or calf muscle do. So that's just unfortunate for the San Francisco 49ers. It's kind of been a lost season for them with all the injuries. Obviously, Brock Purdy had to miss last week, not this past game, but the last week. And that obviously hurt them. That resulted in a loss. So just been kind of an injury-riddled season. They just had to put Jordan Mason on the IR as well. So it's been really an injury-riddled and kind of a lost season for the 49ers, which is, again, unfortunate because, you know, they've had their success, but they haven't been able to get that Super Bowl. And sooner or later, I'm not saying Brock Purdy's going to have to be the highest paid quarterback in the NFL, but you are going to have to pay Brock Purdy eventually. And that clock is ticking there. And then with that, Trent Williams is getting older. And so, you know, it's just been unfortunate. And so now they lose their top two running backs in Christian McCaffrey and in Jordan Mason. So it's going to be tough sledding from here on out for the San Francisco 49ers, and we'll see if they're able to make anything shake down the rest of the stretch of the season. But as far as other NFL news goes, oh, by the way, back to the Monday Night Football game real quick. How about Jerry Jeudy? We talked about DeJounte Murray and his return. He didn't do anything special, but Jerry Jeudy balled out in his return to Denver, if you remember. Spent his first 4 years with the Broncos, was a first-round pick of the Broncos back in 2020. He absolutely balled out. Finished the game with 9 receptions, 235 yards, had a long 70-yard touchdown reception he got from Jameis, and they booed him every time he caught the ball, but Jerry Jeudy didn't care about all that, and he absolutely balled out. Again, 9 receptions, 235 yards, and a touchdown for Jerry Jeudy last night. So, we'll see if the Broncos can find their way, and if the Browns can do anything to again, they're pretty much out of it. They're not going to make the playoffs. They're at 3-9 at this point, but we'll see if Jameis and the Browns can at least finish the season somewhat strong. Do want to send prayers out to Trent Williams and their family. They unfortunately had to deal with the loss of their stillborn son. So want to send prayers out there. Another quick NFL headline. Al Shear, who had the very dirty hit, just going to call it how it is, very dirty hit on Trevor Lawrence. He did come out and apologize for the hit. And it seems like he's going to be suspended by the Texans for how long. We're not sure yet. I don't think that news has been released, but he did send an apology to Trevor Lawrence. He said, quote, to Trevor, I genuinely apologize to you for what ended up happening. Before the game, we spoke, and I told you how great it was to see you back out on the field and wished you well. I would never want to see any player hurt of a hit I put on them, especially one that was ruled late or unnecessary. So we'll see how long he ends up being suspended, if he does get suspended, which, again, it does seem like he is, according to reports. But, yeah, it just not a good look there for Mr. Al Shear. So we'll see what ends up happening with him. But those are just some quick NFL headlines for you. When we come back, we will wrap things up and hand things off to the morning shift and see what Tiffany Blackman, Bo Morgan, and Mike Johnson got coming up here on a Tuesday edition of The Morning Shift after this on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game in the Odyssey app.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.